This is the StarQuest Headlines 2-Minute Update for April 5th, 2018, brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Dom Bettinelli. Star Wars' Daisy Ridley and Spider-Man's Tom Holland are making a new film together based on the young adult novel Chaos Walking. The movie is set on a colony planet where almost all the women have been killed by a virus, and all living creatures hear one another's thoughts in a stream of images, words, and sounds called The Noise. Holland's character discovers that Ridley's character may be the key to stopping the madness. The movie is slated for big reshoots, which is complicated by both stars' schedules for Star Wars and Spider-Man movies, which may push it back beyond its May 2019 release date. Emoji have become a big part of modern communications, and Apple is the first tech company pushing for the inclusion of emoji that represent people with disabilities. From hearing aids and service dogs to people in wheelchairs and images of sign language, the proposed emoji have to be approved by the Unicode Consortium. It's part of a general push to make emoji much more diverse. Big news for children of the 80s, Rogue One scriptwriter Gary Whitta announced he's working on a script for a remake of The Last Starfighter, an iconic movie about an arcade whiz whose skills get him recruited into the Star Alliance and a fight to save the galaxy. While Hollywood has been trying to get a reboot done for years, Whitta thinks the participation of the original screenwriter, John Batuul, in his effort will make the difference this time. While scientists have discovered hundreds of planets outside our solar system since the first one was detected in 1992, their attention has turned toward finding other Earth-like planets out there. A new study published in the Astrophysical Journal looked at 147 solar systems and have come up with a working theory for how to detect them based on their proximity to gas giants in the same system. So while it doesn't tell us where other habitable planets are now, it narrows down where scientists should be looking. And that's the StarQuest headline update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every weekday at SQPN.com. I'm Dom Bettinelli.